RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid, the audience is growing, but the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
I play pitcher, shortstop, third base, and center field.
Those are the prime positions.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
It's time for your Sunrise Guys, Dirt and Sprague.
Yeah, you were the best player on your team.
Yes, then we talking.
More Dirt and Sprague.
Scrape cleanup on aisle three. Come get it.
Sounds like you're just an athlete.
Yeah.
Andy Dirt Johnson, Brendan Sprague.
Ping pong, baseball, football, basketball.
Tennis, swimming, lacrosse, whatever you need me to play, I'm going to go do it.
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
Hockey.
Whatever, on the rink, whatever you need me to do, it don't matter. Well, you can tell
everybody. Hour number four here on the Fan Sports Network.
Northwest.
Dirt and Sprague.
Northwest only. Sports.
Northwest sports only. Can't talk about anything else about Northwest.
That's a really, narrow view of things. I don't want to just talk Seahawks and Ducks and Blazers all day.
No.
That'd be a boring show.
That's the nice thing about this market, man, is that, yes, we do have our local teams, and we're here tomorrow. We're here Wednesday. I got Eric Gunderson lined up for Wednesday from Blazer Banter to talk about some Blazer stuff heading into the new year. We will get into some Seahawks stuff tomorrow. Still plenty to talk about. We're going to get into plenty of Oregon Ducks stuff over the next couple days. I wanted to check the boxes of everything else before getting into Ducks things tomorrow and Wednesday.
We got you guys, man. Yeah. We got y'all.
We got you. Don't you worry.
Tons of sports.
There's tons of sports all year, Rashad. Believe it or not, January through December, there's a lot of sports things that happen.
I've been told.
Well, 26 is extra packed. You've got the Winter Olympics. You've got the World Cup here in the United States.
What are we going to do?
There's going to be no downtime in 26.
It's going to make the top sports moments of 2026 even more difficult to put a list together.
Probably.
But I did my homework, and I put together the definitive Joe Fisher top sports moments of 2025 that I'll be sharing with you over the next few days.
This better be good.
We are going to do 15 through 11 today.
Rashad and I are ready to just...
Yeah, I'm going to dive in.
15 through 11 today, arrows. 10 through 6 tomorrow, and then 5 through 1 on Wednesday. All right. And you're more than welcome to chime in on the text line, 503-864-6326, or on the YouTube chat with your favorite sports moments of 2025. But we will start off with number 15. And number 15, it is Philip Rivers coming out of retirement to try and save the Colts season. When we all saw that headline, we all thought we were getting butt cracked. We all thought we were getting ball sacked. We all thought it was a joke.
Whoa.
Are you not familiar with the terms?
No. This is a new one for...
You're not on Twitter as much as I am.
No.
So, to give you insight, there's Twitter accounts, butt crack sports, ball sack sports, where they essentially tweet out fake headlines and things that'll make you, trick you.
Like
right?
The Onion.
Yes, essentially, yes. Onion, infinitely funnier, though. But when the Philip Rivers headline came out, what was that, 3 weeks ago? That he was coming out of retirement to try and save the Colts season, everybody thought they were getting joked with, that wasn't real. And has there ever been anybody in the history of the NFL to take a 4-year break and then to come back and play? I cannot think of it.
No, not in real life, at least.
Didn't T.O. try to come back?
Was it 4 years?
T.O. did do a thing where
it was at least a couple.
And did he even, was he even able to come back?
I think he came back. It didn't work.
I remember there's been a lot of players that have tried to say like, oh yeah, I'm going to try and make it. Jamarcus Russell, remember when he said he was going to try and make a comeback?
Well, he never had a comeback.
Yeah, he didn't have a start, so it's hard for him to come back to.
Yeah, the film. Yeah, I watched the film. It looks good.
I mean,
it was a curiosity. It's a side note. Had he led the Colts to get to a playoff spot, then maybe you have something.
They'd have made a Disney movie after him if he did that.
You have to say, though, when you saw the headline, Swag, what was your reaction?
It was more about how desperate the Colts were.
Very true. But the fact that, like, a dude that's 44 years old, hasn't played in 4 years, and my initial thought was like, oh, this is not going to end up well. And, well, technically, by record, it didn't. They went 0-3. But Phillip Rivers didn't play terribly.
He didn't embarrass himself.
Good. No. And considering there's
now
a lot of...
he had to get subbed out for the Hail Mary because he can't throw it 50 yards.
That was funny. That was great. But considering how many young quarterbacks there are in the NFL, and the Colts could have traded for someone, sent a 7th-round pick somewhere, done anything, but they're like, yeah, no, we're going to go with 44-year-old Phillip Rivers.
I know a guy.
That was ridiculous.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy. You know what he looks like? Have you guys seen that Pepsi commercial where it's like Emmitt Smith and I think it's Randy Moss and all those guys, and they put on the uniform again?
Oh, yeah.
That's what this was, you know? Yeah. And they're all winded and stuff like that. Like, Phillip Rivers
looks... Marino.
Yeah, it was Marino. Yeah, and like, Phillip Rivers, it looks like a kind of a fat version of Phillip Rivers at this point. And like you said, he just can't throw the ball down the field. But there were glimpses in his 3 games to where it's like, oh, that was a nice throw. That was a nice play. Very good.
All right, moving along. And this will satiate the hockey appetite of one Jason Swigard wearing his Kraken hat right now.
Yeah, they're on a heater.
Number 14 and number 13. Number 14, the Four Nations face-off. Was awesome.
That should be higher on the list.
That was, hey, the fact that it made the list, be happy, all
should
right?
Be way higher on the list.
Well, number 13 is Ovechkin setting the NHL goal record. Those were two of the best hockey moments, obviously best moments of 2025. But the Four Nations face-off, like, to me, as a adjacent hockey fan, that came out of nowhere and had me completely captivated.
I didn't see it.
Oh, dude, you missed... You need to do
US,
that hockey.
Canada, it was on. And
gloves off right away when the puck dropped.
I hope they get this rink nonsense figured out in Italy so they can don't have any issues with the Olympic hockey tournament.
Dude, I'm all in for Olympic hockey after what I saw with the Four Nations face off. And then Ovechkin setting the NHL goal record. I mean.
Yeah, that was.
That should probably be a little higher.
Yeah.
Look at you. Look at.
That record was one of the records, sports records, you didn't think. The assist record is untouchable that Gretzky
owns.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It's essentially
Forget
Kareem.
It.
It's essentially Kareem's scoring record. Like, you never think it'd
it's
be touched.
It's Joe DiMaggio's 56-game hitting streak. It's all
Ripken's
that
games played straight. Yeah.
Chamberlain's 100-point game. All that stuff.
Yeah. So, hey, I wanted to give hockey love, though. It made the list. It made the top 15. It made the top 15. All 14, right. 13. Number 12. The Chiefs dynasty over as we know it. The season coming to an end a couple weeks ago, them getting demolished in the Super Bowl, them being eliminated from the playoffs, not even like week 18, not even week 17, weeks before the season is over, the Chiefs season is off, is done. And I think that it was just one of those moments where everybody rejoiced as football fans that we will not have to deal with them and see them in the playoffs or any of their shenanigans when it comes to referees with Patrick Mahomes, Kelce, Taylor Swift, whatever. I think that was all football fans, sports fans rejoice so that way we don't have to sit through that for another year.
Oddly enough, I didn't rejoice. I was a little... It's sad to see a dynasty end. Like, I mean, when especially when they're as great.
Know.
No, seriously. When they were as great as the Chiefs were or the Warriors or something like that, to see that actually be over, it was like, damn, that was really cool when they were doing it. But, yeah, but to watch Travis Kelce walk off the field and potentially the last time at Arrowhead was like, oh, that sucks.
Is it over or is it taking an intermission?
It's definitely going to take an intermission at least for another year because Mahomes isn't going to come back next year.
How old is Andy Reid?
72, 71.
Oh, he looks like he could use a break.
Andy Reid, he is 67. Oh, dear God.
Really? He's an age 67. He looks like he's 70-something.
When you eat that many cheeseburgers, that's what happens
to you. He looks like the Quaker Oats man.
Wilford Brimley.
Yeah, is that, wasn't that his name?
That was the actor's name, yes.
Wilford Brimley, I got diabetes.
Yeah, I thought that was the Quaker Oats guy, yeah.
Quaker Oats? Did you do Quaker Oats?
See, I'm not, all these people that are saying the dynasty's over.
We'll see.
As long as you got
it
that
might
guy
be
that
taking
coach.
An intermission and coming back for Act Two in some capacity.
Well, again, we're not going to know basically until 2027 what it's going
to
look like.
I would
like.
Expect to see Mahomes in October.
It took like 10 years for Brady to win his fourth Super Bowl. So, I mean, it could be a long time.
They were knocking on the door. He had his knee injury, and they had to reinvent themselves a little bit. And I think the Chiefs they will try to do that. Now, they can't have four starting offensive linemen getting hurt in a season. That doesn't help, but...
In number 11, capping off day one of the top sports moments of 2025, the story of Mark Sanchez getting stabbed, arrested, charged, and fired.
It all happened so fast. I mean, we broke the news on the show.
I shouldn't laugh, but I was just like, oh my God, what the hell is going on?
Do you remember breaking that on Sports Saturday? It was like, oh my God. You see,
we either broke it or it happened like right after our show. And we were like, dude, Mark Sanchez got stabbed? What the hell?
And then by the next day, he was like, wait, what did he do? What happened? So
that was the one thing, too, is, and this is, you know, everybody's guilty at some point in the social media immediate reaction world. But when the news broke, everyone was like, oh, my God, Mark Sanchez, I can't think of a nicer guy. And oh, my gosh,
hands together emoji.
He's okay. And then everybody found out why exactly he got stabbed. And they're like, oh,
what a douche.
This guy's an ass. Yeah, what the hell? Nothing good happens when you're drunk after midnight in Indianapolis, I guess.
I've never heard of a good story that ended that way.
Just being in Indianapolis at all, for any reason. Yeah, that I, again, want to talk about one of the crazier notifications that makes you... That's the thing. When you get the ESPN notification, the Bleacher Report notification on your phone, and you look at it, set your phone down, and then immediately have to go right back to it, like, wait,
did I read that right?
Did I just read that correctly? So 15 through 11, Philip Rivers coming out of retirement. 14, the Four Nations face-off. 13, Ovechkin setting the NHL goal record. 12, the Chiefs dynasty over as we know it. 11, Mark Sanchez being stabbed, arrested, fired, and charged.
Pretty solid list so far.
Not bad start?
It's a pretty solid list. I would disagree with the Ovechkin. I think that should be higher, but other than that, everything else is on point.
You're just going to have to wait till tomorrow to hear 10 through 6.
Well, let's hear it, man. I'm looking forward to it. I know one of them better be on there.
Well, some highlights from this weekend, some top stories, maybe in the NFL from Christmas Day, or was it somewhere else?
I don't remember. One of the two.
I'll tell you what I mean next here. Dirt and Sprague, Rashad Taylor, Joe Fisher filling in.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes, and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
So Rashad and I have a bet now placed, a five-year bet. Because Rashad asked on my top sports moments of 2025 if John Cena in his last WWE match is on the top 15 list, and I said absolutely not. And I also said it's because John Cena is going to wrestle again at some point. I mean, that's just wrestling. That's just they're building up a moment, and then he's going to show up in 2-3 years. And oh my God, John Cena's back! Damn his
soul! I thought we were talking about sports moments.
It is a sports moment, Swag.
No, thank you. Not.
It's absolutely is. It's on ESPN. So it's a sports moment. There you go.
It's on ESPN because they are contractually obligated to talk about it.
Because it's sports.
Programming network.
Because it's sports. That's
what did The Rock always say? I'm the number one like in sports entertainment.
And he says the most electrifying man. In all of entertainment.
In all of sports entertainment.
He says in all of entertainment.
Yeah, he didn't say sports.
Yeah, no, because, yeah. It's all good. He couldn't say wrestling at that point. Wrestling was a cuss word then.
It's a 5-year bet that after every year the stake gets more elaborate. So if after year one it goes from what would you say like a New York strip,
New York strip to maybe baseball stake something
to I don't know maybe a T-bone after that. Then you go up to like a filet mignon by year three. And by year five, if Cena hasn't come back, then
it's a tomahawk.
Full tomahawk. Full tomahawk. I got you. All on me. Get your the sides, you know, do your thing, man. I got you. Because he's not coming back.
Yeah, he is. He'll come back. It's classic wrestling, man. Again, 3-4 years, he'll do his music will go off. Everybody will go nuts. And then, you know, he'll.
It's John Cena.
You ready, Stu? He'll do his little nod to the cameraman. And then.
You know what he does, see? He's not coming back.
What I do know though is NBA absolute banger as of late. I know that the listeners don't want to hear it, but it was better. Christmas Day was much better NBA wise than it was NFL wise.
1000% better.
And we've got some scuffles the last few days.
Did you see that?
Why is everybody testy?
I love it. I want players testy. I mean. I don't really like Jose Alvarado. I think that he's just...
I love him. He's got Trailblazer written all over
him. Trailblazer legend. Yeah.
Now, the Chet Wemby beef...
Oh, yeah.
It's real. I am all into.
It's real.
Because those two are two weird, freaky dudes, and they're a little awkward, but they have real beef, and it's fantastic.
And it goes back to, like, high school.
Oh, you know, I know.
For both of those dudes.
I am all in on the Chet Wemby beef.
I'm right there with you, Swag.
I'm all in on this Spurs-Thunder rivalry that's brewing, because the Spurs have now beat them, what, 3 times this season?
Yeah.
Three times.
Just like the Blazers have owned the Warriors this season.
That's damn right. And I mean, the Thunder are just seemingly, over the last few weeks, have been adding even more into their villain reputation. Like, the clips of Lou Dort and what he does purposely, like, trying to essentially injure Wembanyama. Like, there was a clip of him flying in for the rebound and essentially just throwing his body at one of Wembanyama's legs.
Yeah.
Multiple three-pointers where Dort comes down from his shot and then moves to the left or to the right or to wherever the Wemby's coming from. He essentially gets in his way to try and pick up the defensive foul. And also, I mean, it's putting players at risk of injury when you're doing that too.
Yeah, you think?
And then Jalen Williams as well. I don't know if you saw his answer in the press conference the other night when some of the, like, a reporter basically asked, like, hey, you know, what was it about this game that you guys, you know, wanted to win this so bad? Was it the stage? And he's like, you're talking about San Antonio? And he's like, well, no, just, you know, it being a Christmas Day game. He's like, yeah, I played in the NBA Finals, brother, so I don't know. I don't think it's going to get any bigger than that. But, yeah, you know, maybe it's just that, like, the way he answered it was such a smug, arrogant.
Cocky.
Oh, my God. I'm like, dude.
Jalen Williams is cold. Like, he's really nice.
This Oklahoma City team, like, I already didn't like him because of the whole SGA thing. I think SGA... I shouldn't say he doesn't get enough credit than he deserves because he literally won an MVP and won a championship. I mean, he's nice, but he is a foul merchant. He is a free throw merchant. Everybody knows it at this point. But they've been doing some things here lately that has made me really, really start to hate them.
It's not a – they're not a – number one, while they are fun to watch, they're not, like, so much fun to watch where I have to watch them play. right? Like they're a very good team, obviously. They're the defending champions. They're super deep. They're almost too good, you know, at certain points. But I'm loving what I've seen, what I'm seeing from the San Antonio squad. San Antonio's not afraid of them. They will take it right to them. Everybody on that Spurs starting five can hoop. Every one of those dudes is a dog. And I think that's the biggest difference between the two teams is one team might be a little comfortable in where they are and knowing that they have this riches of draft picks and, you know, their team is just going to keep getting deeper and deeper unless they decide to trade some of those assets that they have in the future. But I think they, at certain points, they're a little bored, especially these last few weeks. You know, you lose three to the Spurs. You lose that one to the Timberwolves. Like, you've been kind of disinterested over the last little bit because maybe things have been too easy for you. All we've heard is they're gonna win 80 games, or they can potentially win, go 73-9 and all the type of stuff. But I don't know. And you're talking about the youngest team in the league that just won a championship? Come on, man. That's the immaturity is going to be seeping through their pores.
They are 27-5, so I think that's still definitely like that's still on pretty pace good for like 70 wins.
Yeah,
I used to very much I dislike the Spurs franchise because they have seemingly just lucked themselves into another amazing team. But when you stack them up against a team like the Thunder, I'll root for the Spurs 10 times out of 10.
Which is crazy because the Spurs are really the kind of one of the evil dynasties that we don't really call that.
I don't
just
know.
Just based on how much they won.
Yeah, and it really, honestly, what took me to like accept the Spurs was that one NBA Finals where they beat the Heat. Was that 4-1?
They did it for everybody.
Yeah, there was part of me where I'm just like, I can't hate on this. They are absolutely running them out of the building every single night here. And then Wembanyama, you want to talk about a star that just like gets it mentality-wise? Like, if I can play, I'm going to play. I don't need the rest. I don't need the load management BS. I don't need to take back-to-backs off on road trip, whatever.
Get me out there.
Love it. Absolutely love it. And that is 100% what you need out of these players. I'm all for the rules that they have enacted to make play. Like, if you don't play a certain amount of games, you can't qualify for awards for NBA first team, second team. I'm all for that. Like, if these dudes want to hit those incentives in their contract so that way they get the bonuses, so that way they can get the max, supermax, whatever, because they are all team NBA. Because
they're in play.
Yeah. Then you got to play. Like, so Wemby's mentality as far as a player goes, absolutely love it.
He just wants to hoop, and I love it.
But yeah, NBA Christmas Day was awesome. That first game between the Knicks and the Cavs, the Knicks making the comeback, that was awesome. And then the Thunder, Spurs, Lakers, my bad. Whoever it was, Warriors, Mavericks, didn't tune into that one. But Houston running the Lakers out of the building, and that being very uncomfortable, according to J.J. Redick, but not at all, because the players seem like they are running that team, and J.J. Redick has no choice.
J.J. Redick is just the adult at the amusement park with them.
And then the nightcap, we talked about it at the beginning of the show with Jokic and the Nuggets and, beating the Timberwolves in overtime and him having that epic 56-point triple double. And Edwards, one of my favorite players in the league. Like, that's must watch NBA to me. So I thought the NBA had an awesome Christmas Day. I thought their slated games in, as far as entertainment factor, infinitely better than what the NFL was putting
out.
Yeah,
the NBA showed up on Christmas Day. The NFL should take some notes. Maybe just don't do a Christmas Day game because it's not necessary, because leave that to the NBA because they're going to show up big time.
Speaking of rough broadcasts, I do want to poke fun at some broadcast moments over the weekend, and also we need to stop doing this. We get to that next here. Dirt and Sprague, Rashad Taylor, Joe Fisher filling in. Joe Fish, Rashad Taylor filling in on Dirt and Sprague this week, today, tomorrow, Wednesday. Have some fun with audio here, and also poke fun at some broadcasting choices as well. I know that we've got some audio here from the Pop-Tarts Bowl, the People's Championship. Booger McFarland was on, I think he was on the pregame, halftime, postgame.
Yeah, he's in the studio with Kevin Nagandi.
Yes, correct. And Kevin Nagandy asked Booger McFarland what one of his favorite bowl game memories was when he was playing LSU, correct? I believe, yeah. Mm-hmm. When at his time at LSU, and he shared one of his favorite bowl game moments.
The field bowl. Your favorite memory playing in a bowl game?
Yeah, but my first experience in the Peach Bowl in Atlanta, first time getting per diem, $987, went to one nice establishment, and I gave it all away. They have some good wings, though.
Lemon pepper wings.
Lemon pepper
right?
wings.
Yeah, that's...
Yes, me and Lou Williams have something in common.
Yes, Lou's a big fan of lemon pepper wings. We know that.
But the wings are... I'm trying to tell you, the wings are great, man.
Was it Magic City?
It, I mean, it doesn't matter, probably, though.
I'm trying to think of the
That's where Lou Williams went.
What, yeah, so, yeah. You know, I'm not going to put words in Booger's mouth as far as what establishment that he chose to go to, but saying that he had his $987 per diem.
Which is a crazy per diem to give a college player, because that was, Booger McFarland was in college in the 90s?
Let's see here. I mean, yes, that was early 90s. Well, when you look up Booger McFarland name, Peach Bowl was one of the first things that came up. That was, I don't know, I'll get a year on it. But, I mean, that was probably like early 90s, early, yeah, something like that.
You know, but, yeah, so that 900-something bucks, you know, you take to Magic City or you take to 112 or you take to one of those strip clubs in Atlanta, you're going to have a nice little night. And the wings, listen, for those of you who have never heard us on Sports and Football Saturday, I've talked about this before. Strip clubs in Atlanta or in Georgia or in Carolina and stuff like that, these aren't just strip clubs like they are here in Portland. They are the club. This is the club that everybody goes to. Men, women, everybody's going there. And maybe not necessarily to see the strippers, but this is where everybody is. This
I
is
feel
the
like
club.
Strip clubs here in Portland are very much like, I have a goal. And it's to see some up tops.
I've got $27.
I'm going there. I'm going to get some drinks, but I'm there for the entertainment. Whereas, yeah, what you're saying in the South is that, like, oh, no, this is just where people go to chill.
It's just,
like,
no, there just happens to be boobs right there. And so, yeah, but the food there, I went to visit my cousin, and I can tell you this. I went to Atlanta. $20, less than $20 got me a lobster, a steak, some shrimp, and like a baked potato and salad and stuff like that. And it was to die for.
I believe it's pronounced scrimp down there.
Scrimp? Yeah, I think that's kind of how scrimp. They said it. I said, what? What is it? Yeah, but yes.
1996 Peach Bowl. That was 1996, a per diem of $987 for a freshman at LSU.
That's crazy.
1996.
Well, I'm sure that was for the whole trip.
Yeah, like the whole weekend or however many days you're down there.
Because you've got to be, yeah, they bring you in, especially back then, those bowl games, you went almost a whole week.
But you're constantly eating, though. Like, they have food at the hotel. They have food at the venue.
Catered.
Everywhere. Like, there's no real need
Plus
for you to go spend your money.
Training tables.
Yeah.
And that sort of thing.
There's no real need to spend your money. I talked to my guy Lamar Winston, former Oregon Duck.
That's
right.
Go Ducks.
And he said, like, there's food everywhere. Like, we leave the training room, there's food. If there we leave class, there's food. We come back, like, there's always something to eat, something to drink. So I doubt that was an issue, especially if they were in, where are they, New Orleans? Where did they say?
Peach Bowl, that was in Atlanta.
Atlanta? Yeah. I'm sorry. You're going to have a great time with some Georgia peaches.
1996 Peach Bowl. That was McFarland's freshman year at LSU. They beat Clemson in the Peach Bowl 10-9. He was named defensive MVP of that game. So, I mean.
So it worked.
If you want to play the, you know, connect the dots game,
yeah,
you know,
worked.
Clearly the trip to Magic City or whatever establishment he chose to go to and spend all $987 in one go.
That's excessive, you know, if you spend it all in one night. But
good
I mean,
for him, though.
I mean, hey, make it rain, baby.
So that was a game that he was well prepared for. This Pop-Tarts Bowl, he was not well prepared for it. So it's time to, you know, as we put Booger McFarland on a pedestal, let's knock him down a few pegs. Because during that pregame coverage for the Pop-Tarts Bowl, he had his keys to the game or whatever they called it. The sprinkles to the game,
right.
Whatever you want to call the Pop-Tarts Bowl pregame show. He said one of the keys to the game for BYU Georgia Tech Pop-Tarts Bowl was BYU running back L.J. Martin. Problem is L.J. Martin was ruled out of this game days before the Pop-Tarts Bowl. So while Booger McFarland
was
well prepared for the Peach Bowl, He was not well prepared for the Pop-Tart Bowl at all. But this is where I'll go on a Schultz-y, that really pisses me off kind of rant. Is that how much does Booger McFarland paid?
Probably a lot.
I'm guessing he's paid pretty handsomely.
Quite a bit.
More than $987 per DM. He clearly did not do any prep for the Pop-Tarts Bowl at all. If he's saying that the key to the game is going to be a running back who's not even going to be playing and was announced days before that he would not be playing in that game.
Yeah, I mean, somebody
listen, did I know report. Did I know anything about who was playing for BYU in this game? No. Am I paid handsomely by ESPN? No.
No.
You pay me as much as you do for Booger McFarland, or as much as you do Booger McFarland. Yeah, I think I'm going to do a little bit of prep for that
but
game.
If the station asks you, hey, man, we need you to cover this Pop-Tarts Bowl, you're probably going to do your research.
Yes.
And make sure you know who's playing and who's not.
Yeah, I think so. I think I'll carve out a little bit of time to figure out who's on the injury report.
Do you really think Charles Barkley pays attention to the scouting report?
Well, we all know that.
You know, they have that fun game of who he played for that they do, and you know.
Which I'll admit is tough.
It's really
a tough
hard.
Game
it's really
for me.
Hard.
But again, I'm not paid like Charles Barkley is paid. Granted, I don't think he is paid to know the 1 through 12 lineup for every single
just
NBA team.
Here, drink this and start, you know, when we start, we'll point at you and you just start talking. That's what they do to Barkley.
Another great broadcasting moment from this weekend was at the Tax Slayer Gator Bowl. That was played in Jacksonville, Florida.
Tight. Awesome.
Catch the fever. During their B-roll footage, you know, it's like they'll show cityscapes of the town when they're like going to or from commercial break during broadcast, right? They showed the Jacksonville Landing in the B-roll footage during the Tax Slayer Gator Bowl. Problem is the Jacksonville Landing was torn down 6 years ago.
There's a big empty space.
And is basically an empty lot now. So they basically went through the hard drive and they're like, where's some Jacksonville footage that we can use for this? Turns out that Fox Sports did this earlier this year for a Jaguars game as well. They also showed the Jacksonville Landing. It was a big shopping center. Unfortunately, it was, remember when that shooting happened at the Madden tournament?
I do.
It happened there. It basically, they were going to tear it down anyways, but that sort of expedited the process. But yeah, that has not been around Jacksonville for 6 years, but ESPN decided to throw it in there.
And let you know how many Jaguars games the NFL goes to where they didn't know that that wasn't a thing anymore.
And my last broadcasting note of the weekend, we need to stop putting Rich Eisen on games for play-by-play for NFL games. I think that is an experiment that has run its course. If you watch the Chargers-Texans game on Saturday on the NFL Network, you'll know exactly what I mean. Because even as I started watching the game, listening to it, I'm like, who is this calling this game? I was like, this sucks. And I was like, dude, is this Rich Eisen? And the more I kept listening to it, and then they showed him in the booth with Kurt Warner. I'm like, and this happened, I think earlier this year during the London game as well, they had him broadcasting. I feel like it was earlier this season they had him on another game. Sucked then too. Rich Eisen, not a good play-by-play commentator at all.
Yeah, he's just got to get good at it. You know, I kind of felt a little bit
the same
way. He's
had quite some time to get good at it.
I mean, I don't really, I've never known Rich Eisen as a broadcaster like that. I've known him as a play-by-play guy. So I've only known him as like, you know,
radio and talk format,
ESPN,
Sports Center,
like Sports Center. Yeah. I've never known him as that. I can say this, having done some play-by-play and color for football, it is super hard.
I'd crush it.
Super, super, super difficult. If you're trying to see everything that's happening on a field at one time, it's like, yeah, that's crazy hard.
Yeah, I've never done it, but I personally think that when my number's called one of these days, I'm going to crush it, knock it out of the park. I'll be better than Rich Eisen, I'll say that much.
I'll believe you. I'm going to get Swag to teach me everything. That's what I'm going to do. Man. He's going to get pissed, but I got
to
know.
And a couple broadcasting notes from the weekend I wanted to get to, including Booger McFarland's trip to a fine establishment in Atlanta.
I think all of you folks, all you fine folks out there listening, when you find yourself in Georgia, I'm looking at you, Jason Swigard, make sure you find yourself at 112 or Magic City or one of those places. Thank me later.
I could see Swag having a good time there.
Yes, making it rain. I love it.
All right, let's wrap things up next here, Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Wrapping things up here on The Fan, Dirt and Sprague, thanks for hanging with us today. We'll be back tomorrow and on Wednesday. Patrick Harris was just in here, and he mentioned something about pickup basketball and modeling your game after certain players and your style of play. Do either of you have a, when I play pickup, I want to play like this player, or this is how I want to emulate
no, at my age,
game?
I just don't want to hurt myself. That's pretty much, yeah.
I mean, I'm right there with Swag. I mean, it's trying not to hurt myself.
Okay,
but
during your prime of pickup basketball days, oh, did you have a, I try to play like this player?
Yes.
Because I have one. I when he said it, in my mind, I was like, bam, I have it in my head already.
I don't think it actually panned out to be as good as that player or anywhere near him, but I'm tall, and so I was always a huge, huge Dirk fan. I love the way Dirk played.
Oh, you got the one leg push fadeaway?
Yes. You know, that's my thing. And because I have long arms, I have a pretty good mid-range, you know, jumper, like that whole size of thing. So it was him.
Can we get the hair on you too?
And Carmelo.
Oh, okay.
Lots of jabs, trying to figure out where I can do stuff. But yeah, I think those are two guys.
18-foot pull-up.
Yeah. Yes. Those are the two guys for
Dirk
me.
Dirk and like, Carmelo.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna go way off. I don't think you'd ever be able to guess who I try to emulate mine off of. Swag, did you have one?
Mitch Richmond.
That's a good one to model yourself after.
I would post little dudes up. If like you were not more than 2 inches taller than me, I would bury you. And then if like big guys tried to guard me, then I'd step out and drill threes.
Sacramento Kings, Mitch Richmond.
Run TMC days?
Yeah, run TMC, but when he got to Sacramento and can kind of do it on his own, like, he was a monster.
Dude, yeah. Mitch Richmond could fill it up.
Mine that I would try and emulate?
Steve Blake.
No, because okay. The thing with Steve Blake is he
Steve
could
Nash?
Shoot. No, again, someone who could actually shoot and has way better handles than I do. I was Tony Allen, man. I was going to make your life a living hell. I was going to go after any board, any loose ball possible. And then, you know, every once in a while, blind squirrel finds a nut. I'd hit a three in your face, you know, and then I'd celebrate it, overly celebrate it, because it was something that did not happen a lot. And also just because of my pit allegiance, I would try and play like DeJuan Blair, even though I did not have the body type for it at all. But the fact that he was 6'6", 6'7", and played center in the Big East, I was like, dude. He is much shorter than all the other centers out there and is still grabbing 15 rebounds a game. It's all effort. That's all it is. But Tony Allen was always the one that I was like, if you can fly around and play some solid defense, grab some boards, get running on the fast break, and you can affect the game a lot of different ways.
I love how me and Swag instantly bought up the whitest players we could think of when trying to describe you. Everybody's like, oh, man. You know, we
Steve Blake.
You
know,
have you noticed in the NBA draft when they're comparing players to whomever else?
I know.
They never compare them to like a black player. Like if you're white, you get compared to, oh man, I see Rex Chapman out there when I see this guy dribbling around. So yeah, I would say I want it to be Dirk. I want it to be Carmelo. I was probably closer to Kenyon Martin. I'm tough. I can get rebounds. I can block some shots. I can finish, you know, around the rim, but don't expect me to go off for 25, 30, something like that. If I get a real good game, couple in a row and stuff like that, but yeah, but for the most part, rebounds, putbacks, a nice tip dunk every now and then. So that was where I was.
Yeah, see, I thrived on offensive rebounds and quick putbacks. I just knew that's how I was going to get my points.
Yeah, I'm a utility guy. It's all good.
Yeah, like if you give me a wide open three, I'm going to take it. It's probably not going to go in, and if it is, pure luck. But I strived on effort. I strived on you just think you're going to get this rebound off easily, and I come flying in and snag that thing. And then maybe more times often than not, kick it back out.
Got Jose Alvarado in you then?
Yeah, a little bit.
That's why you don't like him.
Actually, yeah. Now that's
it's too familiar to you.
Do I like Jose Alvarado?
Yeah,
now?
It's too familiar to you. That's why you don't like it.
Listen, you just got to know your game, how you can affect it. And I wasn't going to go drop 20 on you. I wasn't going to even drop 10 on you, but I'll give you six. I'll give you six
in
a
full
game.
All right, Draymond. All right, do your thing.
Yeah, maybe. I don't like that. Yeah. I don't like that.
You don't like Draymond? No. Kick somebody in the balls?
No. Because, again, Draymond, he can set up an offense and run, like, you know.
You can't do that?
No, do not. Yeah.
Sure you can.
I'm trying to make, like, Jokic-esque passes that are picked off 9 times out of 10. Like, thinking I can hold the ball up like a water polo player and then throw it. Yeah.
So can I ask you guys a question before we go, since we're talking about basketball? I was talking to a buddy of mine about Draymond the other day. After, I'm sure you saw the blow up with he and Steve Kerr on the bench a few days ago.
Yeah, I saw that.
Does Draymond fit on any other team that's not this Warrior squad?
No. He does, because he's a professional NBA player. So, I mean,
but
you
so
know,
is Carmelo, and there are a lot of teams that didn't want him, and he could score his ass off. So, for somebody like Draymond, does he work on any team that's not the Warriors? There's one team I think he would
Charlotte?
Work on. That would be the Knicks. I think if he went to the Knicks right now, that would work. Anybody else like
they already
nah.
have Josh Hart.
Yeah, but he got banged up the other day. Yeah, so
Josh Hart, another player that fits my mold well. Defense, a guard going after rebounds. Again, he can shoot a lot better than I can and score better, but that's what I am. I'm a guard who's going to go after rebounds for you. I'm not scared to get dirty.
I'm good with it.
Okay.
I'm good with it.
It's all effort. It's all effort. It's all heart. I enjoyed this talk about pickup ball.
I'm about to go play sometime.
Dude, I got to get back out there.
Yeah.
I need to get some new shoes, really. I need to go to Ross and find a good deal on some shoes on the rack there.
Good luck with that.
Hey, Ross, they got deals, man.
Sometimes.
I got it at Ross.
Sometimes
at
Thumbcool.
All right, that'll do it for us. We will be back in tomorrow, Tuesday and Wednesday. Rashad, thank you as always.
My man.
Jason Swigard, thank you as always. And everybody out there listening, thank you for rolling with us. We will be back here tomorrow at 6 a.m. For Rashad Taylor, for Jason Swigard, I'm Joe Fisher. We will catch you tomorrow morning. Peace.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.